Hello.
Hello, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is discrimination.
Maybe 5.
Abortion rights.
That's a tricky one. Am I having to pay for it? If I'm having to pay for it, then I don't approve of it.
Okay, but using a number between 0 and 10, what would be the score for you?
Abortion rights mean I'm for it.
4? Okay.
I'm not for it. So whatever that is, 2.
0 means that it's a not important issue to you, and 10 is very important issue to you, and you can use a number from 0 to 10.
Yeah. 5.
5?
Yeah.
Okay. Jobs and wages?
About the same, 5.
5, okay. Inflation and the cost of living?
That's up there about 9.
9, okay. Student loan debt?
0.
0. Voting rights?
Well, everybody has the right to vote, so I'm pretty satisfied with that.
I'm sorry, but what is the rate for voting rights?
I don't know. Everybody has the right to vote that needs to vote, so I'm satisfied with it. So I'm not sure what if you're satisfied with it. Is that a 1 or a 10?
Zero means that it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 is a very important issue to you.
Yeah, 0.
0, okay. Criminal justice reform?
0.
Democracy?
What does that mean?
Is this is not an important issue to you, or is it a very important issue to you?
About 8.
8, okay. K-12 education?
All my kids are out of school, so that's 0.
0, okay. Healthcare?
That's 6.
6. Crime and violence?
8.
8, okay. Reproductive freedom?
What is it?
Reproductive freedom?
Is this back on the abortion thing? I'm not sure I understand the question here.
The question is if a reproductive freedom is not an important issue to you or a very important issue to you on a scale from 0 to 10.
I don't know. I feel like that's a tricky question, a trick question right there. I mean, is that reproductive freedom? Is that abortion?
Reproductive freedom.
Are we talking about abortion?
It's like it's a different from abortion, and this one is that the freedom to like about reproduction, about the options that the people have for reproduction. Yeah. If that is important to you.
I think everybody has that option, so I'm satisfied with that.
Okay, and what would be your rate from between 0 and 10?
Is this how important it is? It's not important to me because everybody has that right. So
0 is not an important issue, and 10 is a very important issue, and you can use any number.
0.
Okay. Climate change?
0.
And immigration?
10.
10? Okay. Thank you. As may know, As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
10? Okay, thank you. What is your race?
What does that got to do with anything?
Just to know what is your race, only to know if we have a representative sample. You consider yourself white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
Yeah, I'll take that as important, so I'm not answering that one.
Okay. Okay, so... Okay, let me one moment. I'm taking your note.
Are you a Democratic Party or Republican Party? Where's this all these questions coming from?
It's a general survey. It's about opinions, general opinions. Opinions are of concerns. Different topics, different issues. It's not related to any specific party.
Okay.
Just allow me 1 second, please.
I'm bringing trash can back in the backyard.
And in the regards of your race, is there any specific thing that's why you don't want to answer that question, because I can skip that question to continue with the survey, and it's very important for me to complete it.
It ain't a big deal, but I was just wondering why you need to know that.
It's just a general question, to be honest with you. It's just to know the type of person that we interview with this survey. Do you consider yourself as white, maybe?
Yeah, I'm a white.
Okay, thank you for that. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
No, I'm registered. I mean, it's pretty easy to register, so anybody can register.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Oh, I'm a male. Oh, there's nothing else. It's male.
Thank you. And may I know what is the year of your birth?
76.
76. Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or highest degree you have received?
I graduated from high school.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
About 6.
6, okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
About 7.
7, thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Donald Trump.
Well, what, 9.
Okay, 9. And about the Republican Party?
About the same, 9.
Okay, Joe Biden?
Let's see, about a 2.
2, okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah, I don't know about him, so I don't.
So you never heard about him?
Yeah, I mean, I know who he is, but I haven't.
Okay.
I don't know what his views are, so I don't really have opinion on him.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
2.
2, okay. And Kamala Harris?
About the same, 2.
2, okay. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Trump, okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Well, it's probably Republican, but I'm not voting Republican. I have to hear them out. But
understand. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yeah, Trump.
Trump, okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Stayed the same? Better or much better?
Worse.
Worse? Okay. Thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
It's just for voting. I'd say most of them.
Most of them vote, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, I will read you a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First, we have white supremacists.
I don't think I had it. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any feelings about that. So whatever that would be. Was that a 5?
5, that, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Donald Trump?
About the same, 5.
Okay. Supreme Court?
Yeah, I don't know, probably 5 on that one, too.
Okay. President Biden?
What one is dissatisfied? Is that like a 2? Is that dissatisfied, right?
From 0 to 10. 0 means that certainly did not prevent progress, 5 is not sure, and 10 is certainly prevented progress. And you can choose any number from 0
to
2. 10. 2? Okay. Republicans and the Georgia General Assembly?
5.
5, okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
5.
And Governor Kemp?
Seven.
7, okay. Below, we have a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you are not sure, And a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement says, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth between 18 and 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Yeah, I'm not.
Is this could be a reason that could motivate you to vote?
No, that's not a reason. That's not a reason for me to vote.
Okay, so could not motivate you to vote at all? It's a 0. 5 is not sure, and a 10
okay,
is
yeah.
strongly motivated.
Yeah, 2.
2, okay, thank you. The next statement says, we've made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement by standing united and maintaining patience with each other. We can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. Is it could be not motivated you at all to vote?
Yeah, that's 0. 0.
Okay. Thank you. The next one says, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects, Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia. Hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. This could be not motivate you to vote at all? You're not sure?
No,
fine.
Yeah, a 0.
0, okay. The next one says, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Well, I mean, why is it just Black people? What about white people? I think this survey is kind of stupid here. I mean, why are all these questions? Yeah, I'm done with this. This is stupid.
What about to finish? We have the 75.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, how come you ask me a bunch of questions about the Black people?
It's not like a general opinion, general concerns that the people have.
Well, what about Americans? How about that? Well, why don't we just talk about that?
Let me take notes about that.
I'm done. No, I'm done with this. This is stupid. Bye.
Qué triste. Me colgó y estaba en el 75%. Te lo juro. No, le molestó que las preguntas estaban como muy relacionadas a gente.